When you stand alone, naked, in front of a full-length mirror, what do you see? Are you beautiful? Handsome? Or do you think you're fat? Old? Ugly? Let's be honest about our bodies this hour, okay? So we're going to jump right in with photographer David Jay. And Strange Champ spoke with him about his scar project.
David, I wanted to start by just asking you how this project came about. Was there a genesis?
Yes, I started shooting the scar project about 7 years ago when I was living in Australia, when a very dear friend of mine was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was about 30 at the time, and within perhaps 2 weeks, they had done a mastectomy on her. And it was really shocking, of course. And when I saw her soon after the mastectomy, I knew I would have to photograph her again. I had known her since she was 17 and taken her picture many, many times throughout her life. And this was such a pivotal moment, this mastectomy. And I really just felt, well, perhaps as a photographer, shooting these images is my way of dealing with my own issues about it, my own fear, my own need to examine it, I guess, and to come to terms with it. At that point, there was no scar project. There was no intention whatsoever. I just really wanted to take Paulina's picture.
We should talk about some of your images. I've got your book right here. There's one I wanted to ask you about. Emily. Yeah, Emily's 32, and this is the photograph you took that kind of went viral. It was the lead photo in a slide series you put out, and this was the one I saw on so many people's Facebook pages. She's pregnant, and she's had a radical mastectomy, bilateral. She's missing both breasts, and she's just looking straight out at us. I don't know, how would you describe her?
Oh, Emily was, it was quite an honor to shoot her, just in her very revealing nature. She was so comfortable standing there. And the fact that she was pregnant gave the image and the message that there was more at stake here and more beauty as well, perhaps, you know, that life goes on after this, that something very devastating has occurred, yet there's this beauty of life that continues.
Was it hard for you to see these women's bodies as beautiful?
No, not at all. I mean, they are beautiful. My greatest fear was that perhaps some woman in Arkansas, Oklahoma, California would look at this picture of this beautiful woman with breast cancer and think, sure, that's fine for you. I don't look like that. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that she looks exactly like that. But my experience as a fashion photographer and moving the lights around and the shadow around and putting a filter on the light so her skin that's been ravaged by radiation and chemotherapy now looks smooth, and the shadows on her belly and her thighs now make her appear thin, where in fact she's just normal, or in fact perhaps put on weight from the hormonal treatments that they've had to endure for part of the process of dealing with the cancer. And the pictures are definitely more honest and more raw, but they expose an even deeper beauty, which is the whole point. There's a much deeper beauty there than this superficial vision that, you know, the media serves up.
How did the women respond to seeing their own photos? I'm thinking of one in particular. Wait, it's right here. Sarah. She's 28.
Oh, yes.
She's looking straight at us, and there's this harsh, just jagged scar that runs straight across both breasts, and her nipples are gone. And she's so young. She's 28. Her face looks absolutely vibrant and beautiful. But there's this, if you look closely, there's this one tear slowly trickling down her face. What was going on?
Yeah, that's quite a moving portrait. And Sarah had come to New York, and she had come along with her girlfriend. And We did a shoot and she was not crying. It was just a very honest shoot, standing in front of the camera. And, you know, we shot away for a half hour or so and I got some images that I was pretty pleased with. They just seemed very direct and very honest. And I thought, okay, I think we've got something good here. And I was shooting this on digital and I sat down at the computer and loaded the images into the computer and pulled them up on the screen. And I said, Sarah, why don't you come over and have a look at this and see what you think? And she came and stood right behind me. And I started scrolling through some of the images and I turned around and there was just, you know, tears streaming down her face. And I said, okay, now we take a picture. So I kind of dragged her over to the window and snapped off about three frames. And that's the picture that you see hanging in the exhibition. And it's about 5 feet tall and there's a beautiful little tear trickling down her face and one on her shoulder. And it's a very honest moment, a very, very honest moment.
For me personally, these are really beautiful photographs. They're everything you said. They're really beautiful photographs. They're also frightening photographs. For me, as a woman, I'm in my mid-50s, and I've never seen women's bodies after they've had surgery for breast cancer. I've never seen a woman's body with her nipples removed. I've never seen a woman's body with huge kind of puckered scars across where part of her breasts or all of her breasts used to be. It's scary, and at the same time, it sort of feels good to actually see what can happen, I guess, because it's less scary if you can see what can happen. So that's my first initial reaction, is dealing with the shock and the fear. And then the next thing that comes is seeing the beauty and the courage in a lot of these women's faces. So anyway, for me,
yeah,
thank you.
No, I think that's a really valid perspective, and I think it's one that most people share when they look at the images. No one has seen what it looks like. We don't allow it, you know.
Right, unless you know a woman with breast cancer who you're close enough with that you're likely to see her without her clothes on, you won't have seen this.
I've received thousands of emails from women all over the world. And what was so interesting to me and so disturbing at the same time was the commonality of these emails and what their message was and what they wanted to say to me. So many of them said something very similar. They would often start out with, I'm a 30-year-old woman, I'm a 40-year-old woman, I'm a 60-year-old woman. And then they would go on to say, you don't know me from Adam, but someone had sent me the images of the Scar Project, and I just wanted to say thank you because I have breast cancer and I had a mastectomy last year, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And since that time, I've never got undressed in front of my husband again. My children have never seen me naked. I feel like I'm a monster. I feel like no one in the world looks like me. And I received so many of those emails. It was so saddening to think that these women have felt like that about themselves for so long. How, feeling like a monster because you've had a mastectomy, being too embarrassed to get undressed in front of your husband, not allowing your children to see you for fear that it might scare them. It's really upsetting, isn't it? And very sad. And I think they found... The flip side of that is that I think that these women have found some peace in the Scar Project. They've seen these other women who have looked just like they do. And when they look at the pictures, they too feel love and they think the woman is beautiful. And I think they think, you know what? If she's beautiful, maybe I'm beautiful too. And maybe when people look at me, they'll still love me. And I think that's the beauty of the Scar Project right there.
David Jay's powerful photos from the Scar Project can be seen on our website at ttbook.org. Anne Strangechamps spoke with him.